You said you met now with other podiatrists. Podiatrists or chiropodists?
Yeah, let's straighten that out. When I qualified back in 1979, we were called chiropodists. But there was no protection of title so that anybody could be a chiropodist, set themselves up, having done a correspondence course, and treat patients. They could treat diabetic patients with a scalpel. But in order to work for the health service, you had to have done a three-year course that was recognised by the NHS to become a chiropodist. Now, the government were going to take steps to protect the title chiropodist, but there was to-ing and fro-ing, and then eventually they decided that they were going to protect the term podiatrist, and we'd all call ourselves podiatrists. And podiatrist is a better term to use because a chiropody is somebody that treats hands and feet, and we're only just treating feet, so that the term podiatrist would be a more correct usage. And in America, in New Zealand, Australia, people that treated feet were called podiatrists. So it made sense to call us all podiatrists and protect the title. So when I use the term chiropodist, podiatrist, they're interchangeable in my mind, because I was trained as a chiropodist and I'm a podiatrist now. So I'm afraid I will keep on sort of switching back and forth.
When you met these other podiatrists or chiropodists, as they were probably called now at departmental meetings, what sort of people were they? What kind of age? What kind of background?
Sort of mixed background and mixed ages. I mean, some of the people in the department were new, but they were younger than me because I was a mature student. Some of them were older than me, but not many of them were a lot older than me. And I wondered what happened to a lot of the elderly podiatrists, because they just don't seem to exist. And when I went to outside meetings, you wouldn't see that many elderly podiatrists. And I wondered what happened to elderly podiatrists. Did a hand come out of the sky, pick them up and take them somewhere? And at the moment in 2007, there are not many podiatrists that are older than me. And yes, I'm only sort of 50-ish. So they must go somewhere, but I'm not sure where they go.